Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Anyway, we have Terry Hyde here from Steps. Good afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon to everybody.
And you've come to tell us about Steps. So how did you get into Steps and why?
Well, I got into Steps, as in stepping, in dancing, when I was age 6.
Right.
Right. Okay. A psychotherapist now. And obviously the Steps, which stands for, because it's got STEPPS, is Support, Training, Education, Psychotherapy, Performance, Solutions.
Right.
Now,
yes.
My lovely wife Tina thought that one up, which is very helpful. So I'm a trained psychotherapist, but I was a professional dancer. As
okay.
I said, I started dancing when I was 6 years old.
What sort of dancing did one do?
One did ballet.
Right.
Because one was jumping all over the furniture. My mother just couldn't deal with it and said, you've got to do something.
You get rid of some of this excess energy somewhere.
It was excess energy plus a little bit of ADHD, I think, as well.
Right, fair enough.
Now I'm a psychotherapist. I can self-assess on that. And that's a point of a book that I'm writing about neurodiversity in vocational training and in professional dancers.
Okay.
So it's dancers of any genre. It's not just ballet. So then I went into vocational ballet training with the Royal Academy of Dance, RAD, and the Royal Ballet School. So I was in the upper school, and I went straight into the Royal Ballet after that, for getting on for 3 years. And then I moved to London's Festival Ballet, which is now called English National Ballet.
Right.
Right.
I moved there as a soloist, so going up in the world. And I was there for nearly 3 years, and I decided I want to do something different.
Fair enough.
So I auditioned for West Side Story.
Okay.
Went into musical theatre.
Wow,
fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic show.
That's a lot of dancing in West Side Story.
There's a lot of dancing, a lot of singing, and a lot of physical bumping around, fighting and things like that.
It's quite a physical show, that.
It certainly is, and a very emotional show. So on the tour was 13 weeks. It must have been more than half the performances that the cast would be in tears at the end where they carried the body out.
Mm.
It was so emotional.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful introduction to musical theatre for me. I then went on to do West End musicals, film and TV work after that.
Mm.
When I retired, I set up a business management organisation to look after people in show business.
Mm-hmm.
And over the 15 years I built up and ran the business, people would offload their personal issues onto me after we do our business meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've obviously got one of those faces. I can trust him, I can talk to him about that. So that was my sort of first introduction about listening. When I sold the business, I thought I'd early retirement. And after a couple of years, ADHD comes in again. I got bored.
Yes.
So then I saw this advert in a magazine for Jungian psychodynamic psychotherapy training. And I thought, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. And there's my answers to my questions of what would I have done with that information with all those people talking to me. So that was in... that was 2010. That's right. I got my diploma then and then a master's degree after that in psychotherapy, and I was just seeing the general population. But in 2016, a dancer came to see me who knew that I used to be a dancer for some treatment. And that dancer said, do you know, dancers need therapists who... have been gone through all of that, you know, that training that we do, the hours that we work, and the profession itself as well.
Because they don't just come on the stage and dance, do they?
No,
loads goes on before.
Years of it. And, you know, we and I think it still goes on now, we are trained in fear.
Yes.
We fear going wrong. We fear upsetting people, upsetting parents, or those who've paid for all of our classes.
Yes.
We're fear of upsetting the ballet management or the artistic director or the choreographer. And so it's built in fear.
Or the audience.
Sorry?
Or the audience.
Yes, That's another important thing, yes. It's not feeling good enough due to the training.
Yeah.
So then after treating this dancer for about 6 months, I think it was, January 2017, I set up a website, counsellingfordancers.com.
Yeah.
And for anyone that wants to contact me, they can do that. I mean, me, nothing to do with steps.
Yeah.
They can, because I'm still holding the general population, I'm still holding therapy sessions for them. At number 34, the MAL in Newport.
Okay.
It's a new therapy centre there.
Okay.
It's a plug for them. But steps came out of my work. So my work now is split. Counsellingfordancers.com is everything abroad, because half of my therapy clients and half of the schools and dance companies I do workshops for are in the States.
Yep.
Right.
And the other half, I set up Steps, the charity, because I wanted to do something just for the UK dance world.
Okay.
For the benefit of reduced counselling sessions, because the dance world doesn't roll in money.
No.
Except the big companies, but they've got their own thing going. But there's most of the dancers are freelance.
Yes.
So therefore, you know, they need support.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller schools, like you've got the schools on the island, teachers, dance teachers as well.
Yep.
They all have issues. So, oh yes, I must remember, for BBO Dance, I'm doing a webinar tomorrow. So if you go onto the BBO Dance website, you'll be able to book on the website. It's a mental resilience workshop.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And it can apply to anybody.
Absolutely.
In the outside world. You don't have to be a member of the BBO Dance to see that. So
tell us more about steps.
Yes. Thank you for pulling me back onto
that. No, just...
I digress a lot. So we're going to do, or we are doing, a reduced fee counselling, and we're bringing a few other counsellors in that have got performing arts background to do that. So it's not just me, and this is what I want to do, because I'm not getting any younger and I need to bring other people in.
Well, no, you're 25.
I know. Funny that, because I retired from dance at 29, so it's just going backwards now. Then there's the workshops that I do, and these smaller performing arts colleges and smaller dance schools can't afford necessarily the fees.
No.
And then if I've got to travel, then there's subsistence and travel as well. So we need funding for that. But what we are doing also, I have negotiated with Transpire Training, which is a UK company, a training company, who just specialises in mental health first aid training and also the backup training. They are registered with Mental Health First Aid England to do the training.
Okay.
And I've negotiated with them for online training, 50% of the market price.
Right.
And for in-person training, I think that's 30%.
Okay.
So you'd have to go onto their website, Transpire Training, and you put in the code STEPS, STEPPS, and you get the reductions.
So STEPS itself, then, is a standalone charity that you're running to provide some of this training and courses and help for...
That's correct, yeah.
..former performers.
Four performers, and also for vocational students as well, and dance teachers.
So you're using your experience in the dance world and your empathy with what they've been through to guide that training and counselling in the right way for them.
That's correct.
I've got the right idea of this.
You have.
Getting there now. So, I mean, dancing, it's... I'm not quite sure. Most dancers, many dancers, I suspect, are creatives in one way or another. And being a creative is a completely different mindset from my... Well, I'm not a creative at all. I'm much more of an engineer, not a creative. But so you can lock into that way of thinking. Is that
It is, but you're talking about yourself, and you said you're more of an engineer.
Mm.
Now, engineers, there's a right way and a wrong way of doing things. Ballet, there's a right way and a wrong thing.
Okay.
So it's very black and white thinking, and it creates perfectionism. So it could be perfectionism as an engineer, as a designer, as an architect, as a computer nerd. I'm sorry to use that word. There's a right way and a wrong way of doing it. And in fact, it's working on those things in any profession that will create anxiety.
Yes.
And so I do understand, not just in the performing arts world, all the other world. Now, what was... I had a practice in Hove along the coast before COVID. I dropped all those other ones, and in Southampton as well. And I was referred the police force and the rescue services, so fire and ambulance.
Yeah.
And I found that they were very much black and white thinking, because there's a right and a wrong way of doing it, and it's from a safety point of view.
Yes.
And that creates very much... autistic traits.
Yes.
So you can't call them autistic, but they have this very black and white thinking.
Yes.
And a lot of the, and I don't do it anymore, but the couples counselling I used to do, there was black and white thinking within the couple, and I could see it.
Yeah.
And so just for the understanding of both sides, I would explain about neurodiverse traits and how they're actually very positive. They're our magic. I mean, everyone in the world is on the neurodiverse spectrum to a certain degree.
I entirely agree with that, yes.
And so you need to look at what are the benefits of those traits. And those traits are only a benefit unless they get carried too far.
Yeah.
Then they become detrimental in one's life.
So if someone wants to take advantage of what you're offering, how do they find out more?
Okay, so the website is... And I have to do it in full because there's a village in Scotland called Steps with the double PS. They've got a website as well. So do the full address, which is https://// and then Steps with two P's dot charity.
Right.
Dot charity.
Yeah, I found that when I was looking. I was going through GoDaddy, scrolling. Oh, wow, look at that! A dot charity. I think I'm going to have that.
So Steps dot charity will get you to. We'll have that full form on the website. They'll get you there, and you've got a website you can find out a lot more.
Yes.
Yeah, so can you book through that as well?
You can. You'd have to. Excuse me. You'd have to contact. For counselling, you'd have to contact each of the or one of the counsellors that are on there. That's our list.
Right.
You then say, I've come through the Steps charity.
Right.
You then get the reduced fee of £45.
It's kind of a signposting service, if you like.
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah. And then on the mental health first aid training, again, that's on the website. There is a link. There's a whole page describing the mental health training by Transpire Training, and the link to click on to book or to find out more, and then of course which is mentioned on the website, before you pay, you have to put in STEPPS as your code, your discount code. But if anyone wants to have therapy that's nothing to do with dance, then they can contact me through counsellingfordancers.com, and there is my live calendar there where they can book live.
Counsellingfordancers.com. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
That's my pleasure.
And I'm sure that there's plenty of people out there that in these troubled times that need a little bit of help.
Sure they do.
And there's no stigma attached to this stuff. You've got to you've got to get yourself sorted out if you need it, if you're not operating right. And Terry's put this signposting stuff, and he might be the one you want to talk to.
You never know.
Can I also say that on the Steps website is a donate now button, please, £1 would be great.
Thank you. Well, of course it would.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming in, Terry.
Thank you very much for asking.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.